with an immoral temptation. I think that's the only time, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the only time when we're supposed to flee the enemy. Most times the Bible tells us to confront and to stand on guard. But in this one, the Bible says flee, run. Turn your back and run. This goes along with sexual abuse a little bit too, but I think it's in the book of Deuteronomy where it talks about that if a woman was sexually violated out in the field and she didn't scream, she's guilty. But if she screamed, she's not. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to teach your children to scream, because they will not do that on their own. Because most time what happens in a sexual abuse case is they freeze and they can't scream unless they're taught to do that. Verses 16 and 17 is if you're married, rejoice in the spouse God has given you. And number 17 is be intoxicated with his or her love by connecting on an emotional heart level. And the word intoxicated there comes out of Scripture, and it means to literally be drunk. Now I'm not talking drunk with alcohol. I'm talking about the whole thing of connecting on an emotional heart level. Be consumed with that. When the Holy Spirit controls us, Galatians 5, verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." I don't have time to spend a lot of time on that, but I'd like to look at what a yielded individual is, yielded to the Spirit of God. A yielded spirit is a spiritual Christian. A yielded mind is an intelligent Christian. A yielded heart is a loving Christian. A yielded will is a forceful Christian. A yielded body is a useful Christian. And a yielded sex life is a dynamic Christian. We need people to live holy lives in a sin-cursed world. The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the world, the brighter the Christian. Are you willing to stand up and make a commitment to stand for truth and moral freedom, regardless of what others say or think? You can say this in your heart as I read through this. If you want to, you know what? I'm just going to get you to repeat this after me. And it's making a commitment. If we come partway through this and you find yourself, I don't want to be here. I don't want a commitment to this. It's okay if you stop. Am I willing to stand up and make a commitment to stand for truth and moral freedom? So I'm just going to get you to repeat after me. I will from this day forward make a choice and stand for truth and live a life of walking in the Spirit, and I will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, but in purity and holiness my focus is on the Lord Jesus Christ and on him alone. I yield my spirit. I yield my mind. I yield my heart. I yield my will. I yield my body. I yield my sex life to the control of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You've been a very, very good audience. I want to say thank you to all of you for your support and for what you've done in support to this weekend. The encouragement, the prayers, I want to say thank you to all of you for that. There's a few questions that have came in the question.